New York full-scale casino revenue rises 4.3% in October. New York's four commercial casinos saw combined revenue climb 4.3% year-over-year to $56 million in October, according to the state regulator's monthly report published in November 2025. The New York State Gaming Commission's figures show gains at three properties offsetting a slight decline at Resorts World Catskills. Del Lago Casino and Resort led the market with the largest increase, while Rivers Casino remained the single highest earner in absolute terms. Del Lago posted the strongest growth, with revenue up 10.6% to $14.4 million from $13.0 million a year earlier. Rivers Casino generated $17.7 million, a 2.4% rise from $17.3 million in October 2024. Tioga Downs recorded a 6.5% increase to $9.6 million, while Resorts World Catskills experienced a marginal drop of 0.7%, falling to $14.2 million from $14.3 million. Game level breakdown. Slot machines were the principal driver of the statewide increase, bringing in $43.1 million, a 7.1% rise from $40.2 million in October 2024. Table game receipts declined by 7.7% to $11.7 million, down from $12.6 million the prior year. Poker generated $831,340, and retail sports wagering accounted for $438,556 of the month's totals, reflecting the limited footprint of on-site sports betting at land-based casinos compared with online books. The divergence between slots and table games mirrors patterns seen in other U.S. jurisdictions where electronic gaming and higher hold rates have driven growth, even as live table volumes soften. Operators have continued to lean on floor optimization and targeted promotions to counter slower table traffic and shifting customer preferences. Analyst take and near-term outlook. Industry consultants said the October results point to steady demand, but also heightened sensitivity to regional competition and promotional intensity. The modest increase in October demonstrates resilient slot demand in upstate New York. But it's not broad-based enough to dismiss pressures at table games, said Michael O'Leary, partner at Northeast Gaming Consulting. Operators that continue to invest in floor product, loyalty integration, and localized marketing will be best positioned as the holiday season approaches. Laura Bennett, a gaming analyst at Atlantic Insights, added, "Del Lago's double-digit gain is notable and likely reflects a mix of strong weekend visitation and targeted casino promotions. Resorts World Catskills' slight decline is within the margin of variability we see month to month, but it underscores how competitive the New York market has become, particularly with the growth of mobile sports betting statewide and expanded entertainment offerings outside traditional casino floors. Regulatory and tax considerations remain central to operators' strategies. The New York State Gaming Commission's monthly summaries are used by operators and municipal stakeholders to track economic impact, tax yields, and employment trends tied to commercial gaming. While the Commission did not single out any compliance or policy shifts in the October release, broader state discussions around licensing and market access continue to influence long-term planning. Looking ahead, seasonal patterns, including holiday travel and year-end retail spending, typically boost on-site visitation in November and December. However, macroeconomic factors such as consumer discretionary spending and regional competition from neighboring jurisdictions will determine whether October's growth is sustained into the fourth quarter. For stakeholders monitoring the New York gaming landscape, the October report offers a mixed but cautiously positive snapshot. Slot growth is lifting headline revenue, but table games and evolving competitive pressures will shape operator tactics as the year closes.